Some school districts around the country are lowering the temperature to battle the high cost of heat. Parents in Orchard Park, New York, near Buffalo, received notes earlier this fall recommending that they send their kids to school with sweaters. We're joined now by Orchard Park's Superintendent Joan Thomas. Hi there.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're very well.
Has it gotten cold yet?
I'm in a building that's the newest in the district, and it is very cold in this building.
Well, let me ask first, last year, what did you keep the thermostat set at?
The thermostat setting during the day was around 73 to 74. Now, that may seem warm to you, but our oldest building was built in 1948. So a building may have pockets of very warm areas and pockets of very cold areas, but the average temperature comes out to 74.
Okay.
That's where we were last year.
Now, November 1st, this year, you've started a new regime.
We did. When we realized that fuel costs were rising rapidly and diesel fuel costs were going up, I asked the business manager to project out what have we under-budgeted. Have we under-budgeted? And we have under-budgeted, as most school districts have. So I said to him, what do you think we better do? And we agreed to lower the temperature to 68 degrees during the school day.
Well, that's a big difference.
5 degrees, approximately 5 degrees, 6 degrees difference, yes. And after 4 o'clock, when most of the kids are gone, we've taken it down to 60.
So you got to get in there in the morning and someone's got to crank it before the kids arrive.
Yes.
How much money do you hope to save through this?
Well, we are projecting, and it's just a projection, that we're probably about $200,000 under budgeted from the fuel costs. But I do not believe that we will realize $200,000 from this heat reduction.
Are there other schools in your area that are taking similar steps?
Yes. I spoke with several of my superintendent colleagues, and most districts, from the people that I spoke with, yes, they're taking the temperatures down to 65, 67, 55 at night.
What has the parent reaction been?
Very positive. We have over 5,000 students in this school district. And I've heard from two parents who were concerned with health issues. And I said, you need to understand that the health of the children, the health of the students in the Orchard Park Central School District is our top priority, health and safety. If any child's health is jeopardized by the lowering of the temperature, it will be stopped in that area.
Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of sending notes home telling parents to put sweaters on their kids in winter in Buffalo. Am I crazy to think that they might come already in a sweater?
Yes. You have to understand that when the note goes home, parents certainly dress their younger children very, very well and are acclimated to the weather. But middle school and high school kids, they tend not to wear the layers that they probably should be wearing.
So you've got kids in belly-bearing
yes,
fashion.
Yes, okay. And T-shirts. So this letter went home K-12, and I also put notes in the newspapers and notes in the school bulletin.
Well, I wish you luck and hope you stay warm.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. It was nice speaking with you.
Joan Thomas is the superintendent of schools for Orchard Park, New York.
Thank you.
And by the way, this story set us to wondering where else high energy prices were showing their effect. So we called L.L. Bean. It turns out flannel PJs, fleece throws, and other things to keep you cozy at home are selling especially well this season compared to last year.